You're just in time for the start of today's Bible Answer Man. This is a radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Your host is CRI President Hank Hanegraaff, and we thank you for joining us. Today, Hank will be joined by Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. It's been 14 years since Hank wrote Christianity in Crisis, exposing the flaws of the Word of Faith movement. He and Elliot Miller will be reviewing the importance of that book, then looking at where the Word of Faith movement stands today, plus a response to the Lost Tomb of Jesus documentary, and what multiculturalism means to your Christian son or daughter on the college campus. Phone lines are open for your calls to join us on air. Dial 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now to start the program, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to be with you as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your question on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. As Randy mentioned, my guest is Elliot Miller today. He's Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. If you have questions for Elliot Miller, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And during the broadcast, resource consultants are ready to take your subscription to the Christian Research Journal. If you subscribe today, the first issue comes out to you free of charge. The number to dial, 888-7000-CRI. Again, that number, 888-7000, and the letters CRI, which of course stands for Christian Research Institute. You can also secure your subscription online on the World Wide Web at equip.org, equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Now joining me from South Florida, Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. Hi, Elliot.
Hello, Hank. Good to hear your voice.
It is good to hear your voice as well. We just spent a few days together last week at the bedside of a man who's had a dramatic impact on the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, Everett Jacobson. Everett has been with this organization in one capacity or another since 1960, when the organization was originally founded, and has been a board member par excellence for all those years, and now finds himself at death's door. And Elliot, I want you to talk a little bit, before we talk about the Christian Research Journal, about how Everett has impacted this ministry through his faithfulness and through the wisdom God has allowed him to communicate over the years.
I would just love to do that, Hank. You know, I've worked at CRI since 1976, and Everett had already been involved with the ministry for 16 years at that point. So for me, you know, he represents a sense of continuity with this ministry. He represents a good most of my adult life, really. I've known him this whole time. In those early years, you know, he, even at that point, was Walter Martin's most trusted member of the board and his confidant, really. And when there was a crisis in the office with management or something, he would bring Everett in. Everett actually came to California for 3 months to just sort of supervise and bring, you know, some organization to our ministry back in the early to mid-'80s. And I got to know him, especially then. And the more I got to know of this man, the more I was impressed by his complete selfless dedication and love for Jesus Christ. He was truly about the most humble man I've ever known. And just absolutely with a childlike love for Jesus Christ and excitement about the gospel. And many times over these years, you know, we have gotten together for lunch, and he has shared with me about, you know, he has diligently used Evangelism Explosion here in Palm Beach County, and, you know, with great results. And he's just a real soul winner, and he's never lost that focus of just the simplicity of salvation and the gospel, and his commitment to the Word of God and you know, the trustworthiness of Scripture and the importance of the mission of CRI. And so as a board member, he has just kept us on track at all times. He has always been sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and he has stood for truth, and, you know, he has, I don't know, I can't say it any better than he's kept us on track, kept this ministry on track. He's been used by God in a singular way, you know, being involved with this ministry since its inception. And anyway, we would like everybody out there to continue to pray for Everett. He's old enough to go into the kingdom at this point, but he still, you know, I just had lunch with him a few months ago, and he still has so much vitality and so much to give. And on a personal note, you know, Corrine and I moved to South Florida to get as close as we could to CRI with her health condition. She just can't live in a cold climate. And we were really excited about being just a couple towns, so, you know, just 20, 25 minutes away from Everett and his wife Gladys. And it's very sad for us to have this happen, and yet we also know that God is sovereign. But we're still praying for a recovery. And if this is God's time for Everett, we're praying that God will be with his wonderful wife Gladys, his wonderful daughter Donna and son Ken. These are all committed Christians, and you just see Jesus in them so clearly. And the love that Everett and Gladys have for one another is singular. You know, it's the closest picture of the love of Christ that I've ever seen. So, just to see, you know, you and I both saw the way she was caring for him the other day, Hank.
It was a beautiful sight, and I've often said, as you know, Elliot, that Everett has been the glue that has held this ministry together through its long history. And, of course, he was a real lover of the Christian Research Journal. Whenever a new issue would come out, he would call me with great excitement and passion and tell me that he had read every article and would underline the articles or the parts of the articles he treasured the most.
Yes, he was always a student, always learning. And like I said, the most humble man you'd ever meet, but yet so steeped in the Word of God and such good discernment. You know, it's just, you don't get to know that many, like, senior, you know, warriors in the faith who fought the good fight for many, many decades and just remained faithful. And, you know, just you see Christ in him so much. That's the thing that really stands out for me about Everett.
Talking about the Christian Research Journal, the current issue, cover story, Christianity Still in Crisis, A Word of Faith Update. And, of course, I wrote a book titled Christianity in Crisis in 1993, and this article is demonstrating that Christianity is still in crisis, and perhaps that crisis is accelerating. Even though I wrote Christianity in Crisis, reading this article by Bob Hunter was a chilling experience.
Yes. Yes, it is. You know, it's the nature of this ministry to deal with many different topics and to deal with them thoroughly, you know. And we had my series of articles on the New Age movement in the 80s, very thoroughly dealing with that subject. We had your and subsequent book, and we had your book and your articles dealing with the Word of Faith movement in the early 90s, and then we've moved on to other topics. But that doesn't mean that things that we dealt with many years ago don't remain important or that the issues have resolved themselves. And so we felt it was time that we needed to revisit the impact of the Word of Faith movement upon Christianity and you know, address that question that was raised by the title of your book. And is Christianity still in crisis? And we assigned Bob Hunter, who's done so much research in the area of aberrant Christianity for CRI for, you know, 10 years or so now, to probably more than that, to write this article for us. And unfortunately, like you said, his findings were not reassuring, whereas some of the prominent players of the past are either no longer with us or still doing their thing. There are a lot of new people that have arisen into leadership roles, and unfortunately, the bad teaching that you addressed in your book continues, and they've even added some new twists.
And of course, the whole movement is predicated on the notion that faith is a force, words are the containers of the force, and through the force of faith, one can create their own reality. And the movement itself has a diminished view of God and an exalted view of man. And one of the newer players, as pointed out in this article, is a man by the name of Creflo Dollar. He's been around for a long time, but he is increasingly prominent. Here's a quote from the Christian Research Journal. This is quoting Creflo Dollar. And Dollar is saying that in Philippians chapter 2, and here's his words, I want you to look at verse 5. Let this mind, let this attitude be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So now, what mind, what attitude is it that you want me to make sure that this same attitude is in me? Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Now, says Creflo, if I'm to take what he said here and put it on, then my whole attitude now should be, I have equality with God. Now, somebody says, well, it's hard to think that way. Well, keep saying it. Talk yourself into it. So here you have a man under the guise of Christianity promoting the notion that we have equality with God, despite the fact that God says, to whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them by name? We have very clear indication in Scripture that equality with God is not something we should grasp after, that the chasm between God and man is unbridgeable.
Absolutely. And you know, those kinds of states, this is why, you know, a lot of people say, why do you make such a big deal about the Word of Faith teachers? You know, clearly these people are operating within the realm of evangelical Christianity. You know, people that attend these churches seem to really know the Lord. You know, people... I personally can testify, I have relatives who are within that movement. You know, so people can say, I know people in my life, they love the Lord, so why are you so concerned about this? And my reply to that would simply be, does doctrine matter at all? You know, I mean, we're not talking about peripheral doctrines about which Christians can disagree, such as the mode of baptism, whether you're dunked or whether you're sprinkled. You know, or when the rapture happens, or even when the millennium happens, or, you know, issues that good Christians have come to different conclusions about and can still fellowship and worship and serve together. We're talking about the nature of Jesus Christ, the nature of the believer, and the division, you know, the gulf between the two that should exist, but that this movement blurs beyond recognition. We're talking about the very nature of God. Does God create through a force that we also use? You know, and not only do they make these kinds of bold statements, but then they even draw them to their logical conclusions and have us trying to create things for our own personal desires without regard to the will of God in our lives. So it's a major concern that this is still going on in the body of Christ, and that it's so prominent and spreading not only in America but across the world.
On the other side of the break, I'm going to play a couple of clips from T.D. Jakes that are singularly chilling. They are included in this edition of the Christian Research Journal, available to you when you dial 888-7000-CRI. When you order today, first issue comes out to you free of charge. You can also order online at www.equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. If you have questions for Elliot Miller, please give us a call at 888-ASK-HANK. We'll be right back with the editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. Please don't touch that dial.
Millions of Christians enjoy watching Christian television, but are the preachers you're watching teaching a counterfeit Christianity? The latest issue of the Christian Research Journal exposes how some preachers like T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, Joyce Meyer, and Rod Parsley are bringing about a Christianity still in crisis. Start your subscription to the Journal to make sure your faith is rightly fed. To start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal, call 888-7000-CRI. For every new subscription to the Journal, you'll receive the current issue absolutely free. That's a $6.50 value. The number again, 888-7000-CRI. Or start your subscription online by going to our website at equip.org. What are your plans for this summer? Here are two opportunities to come hear Hank Hanegraaff in person and have a memorable summer while you do. Hank is coming to New York State for Camp of the Woods. This is a camp the whole family will love. Hank will be the chapel speaker opening week, June 23rd through the 30th. Then it's off to Orlando, Florida, where Hank is speaking at Student Leadership University. This will be a dynamic week for your teen, running July 2nd through 5th. Hank will be discussing three foundational apologetic issues: our origins, the deity of Christ and his resurrection, and the reliability of the Bible. These are three crucial issues that Hank believes every Christian should be equipped to address. Plus, he'll devote lots of time to answering questions from students. To register for either of these events, log on to our website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Now don't stray from this station. The Bible Answer Man will be right back after this.
More than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal.
Each journal gives you the information you need to know about what you believe.
Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. It's been 14 years since Hank Hanegraaff wrote Christianity in Crisis, chronicling an aberration in the church called the Word of Faith movement. What's the status of this movement today? Can these teachers pass scrutiny with Scripture? You'll find an extensive examination in the journal. This fall, your college-age child will be hearing a lot about multiculturalism and diversity. Far from the melting pot concept, it is a form of political correctness that leaves little room for your child's Christian faith. Find out more in the journal. And now, for every new subscription to the journal, you'll receive the current issue absolutely free. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or find out more on our website at equip.org.
Now, the ultimate study software is even better.
Illumina, the world's first digitally animated Bible and encyclopedia suite, is available in Gold Premium Edition to make the Bible accessible in fresh new ways.
It contains complete King James and New Living Translation Bibles, more than 1,000 new photos, 10 new mega lessons, 35 high-resolution animations, 25 virtual tours of the Middle East, 10,000 Bible study notes with commentaries, charts, maps, discussion guides, and so much more, all on 5 CDs or 1 DVD.
If you're looking for the most expansive and updated version of Bible and encyclopedia software ever created, Illumina Gold Premium is it.
Transform your time with God. Order Illumina Gold Premium Edition. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. Choose either CD-ROM or DVD. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or order online at equip.org.
To paraphrase the Apostle John, blessed is the one who reads the Bible, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it. It's true, nothing makes the Scriptures come alive more than listening and reading it simultaneously. Now, bring your Bible study to a whole new level through both the iGate and the EarGate. Hank is offering a special combination featuring the Legacy Study Bible together with the Go Bible audio player. Go Bible is a handheld MP3 audio player preloaded with the entire New King James Bible, with a search feature that searches by book, by chapter, or even by individual verse. The Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, features useful acronyms by Hank, including Legacy, Feet, and Lights. Together, they make a powerful audio-visual presentation of God's Word. Get this special package of the Legacy Study Bible together with the Go Bible audio player for $139. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Find out more online at equip.org.
We're back with more of the Bible Answer Man, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. We invite you to join in the conversation with Hank and our guest Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. Simply call 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. We look forward to hearing from you. June 30th marks the end of our fiscal year, and as we come ever closer to this date, we're faced with a shortfall of $775,000. Yet, as you hear on the Bible Answer Man, there is no shortage of spiritual hunger that people have. Hank takes calls almost daily from people who've been deceived by counterfeit religions or cults. Others simply don't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. If Christians are not equipped to communicate what they believe and why, then the historic Christian faith will be ever more marginalized in our culture. And that makes your gift to help overcome this $775,000 shortfall by June 30th critically important. So help us finish our fiscal year strong. Please pray for us, and as the Lord leads, contact us with your generous financial support. Call our toll-free number at 888-7000-CRI. You can also donate online for speed and convenience. Just go to www.equip.org. And thank you in advance for your help. Now let's get back to the Bible Answer Man. Once again, here's Hank.
Thank you, Randy, for that passionate appeal for people to support this ministry prayerfully and financially. We're not politically correct. We take difficult stands on very controversial issues, but our whole goal is to be biblical, and we're constantly asking people, are you willing to sacrifice your pet traditions on the altar of biblical fidelity, or has tradition become your God? And so we're asking in that vein that people constantly test all things, like the Bereans did, in light of Scripture, and then hold fast to that which is good. We shouldn't get involved in personality cults. There are people out there who have big personalities. They have amazing abilities at communication, and yet what they communicate while sounding good is decidedly against a biblical worldview, and that is why it is so transcendently important that you become so familiar with the truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. But again, when we take these stands, people oftentimes pull their support, and we count on God's people that love the ring of truth to pick up the mantle, to pray for this ministry, and to stand with us financially as well. We are, as Randy said, coming perilously close to the end of our fiscal year, June 30th, and we have to make up a gigantic shortfall this year to remain on the stations that you're listening to throughout the United States and Canada. So if you can help, every little bit helps, whether it's $10 or $20 or a gift of $100 or joining the Bible Answer Man support team, regular monthly support, whatever it might be, give us a call today and say, I want to stand with you as a co-laborer in Christ. You can do that when you dial 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Again, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. You can also do so on the World Wide Web in a secure fashion at equip.org, or as always via the mail, post office box 8500, jotted down, box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Before the break, Elliot and I were talking about the Word of Faith movement, a feature article in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal. It's titled Christianity Still in Crisis, a play on my 1993 release of the bestseller Christianity in Crisis. And we are featuring some of the mega best-selling authors and teachers today that embrace Word of Faith theology and have placed Christianity in crisis, among them Joyce Meyer, Creflo Dollar, Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, and Rod Parsley, and they're featured prominently on the cover again of the current issue of the Christian Research Journal, which is available when you give us a call, 888-7000-CRI. You can also order online at equip.org, and when you order today, first issue comes out to you free of charge. Again, if you order today, you get the first issue absolutely free. Again, before the break, we were talking about some of these Word of Faith teachers. Another prominent Word of Faith teacher, T.D. Jakes, and there is a quote in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal by T.D. Jakes that is chilling. And as chilling as it is in print, you ought to hear it over the airwaves. Here is T.D. Jakes talking about how God turns himself into whatever we need whenever we need it, whether quail or clouds.
God was saying, I am a transformer. I can become whatever I need to be. But he is a spirit. When God says, I am that I am, he says, I can become whatever. And he showed off from that point on all through the wilderness. He just kept turning into stuff. He kept turning into stuff. They said, we hungry. He started dropping his loaves of bread. They said, we want meat. He became quail and started flying through there. They said, what are we going to do for water? He became water and came gushing out of rock. They said, it's hot out here. He became a pillar above them by day. They said, it's cold at night. He said, I'll become a cloud of fire by night. They said, we can't drink this bitter water. He became a tree and turned the bitter water sweet. I mean, he just kept turning into stuff. One God manifesting in a multiplicity of ways. Yeah. One God. Yes, now, you don't divide all of those manifestations into different gods. The God of bread, the God of quail, the God of water, the God of tree, the God of cloud, the God of fire. Just one God who manifests himself in many different ways. Okay, you with me? Your God is multifaceted, manifold, many shades. Okay?
You know what's chilling about listening to that, Elliot Miller, is not only the words used by T.D. Jakes, but the background of people egging him on and applauding and demonstrating a complete lack of biblical discernment.
Yes, and this is why Christianity is still in crisis. I mean, consider that this is a man that Time magazine called the best preacher in America and asked if he was the next Billy Graham. Okay, if this is what a major, you know, probably the major American news magazine in their, you know, objective evaluation of the state of American religion would say is the best, probably meaning the most influential preacher, then we're in trouble because, as I was saying before the break, what we're finding with these Word of Faith teachers is a disregard for doctrine, a disregard for biblical accuracy. I mean, what he was saying there was profoundly confused. Scripture teaches that God became flesh in Jesus Christ. This is the one instance in which God became a part of his creation, becoming a man. There are no other instances of incarnations of God, let alone God becoming, you know, loaves of bread or quails or water or rocks. And to say that is to confuse the Creator and the creation, which is about the most sacrosanct difference that, you know, from the very beginning, Scripture teaches that God is holy, which one of the definitions of that is that he's separate. He's not to be likened to anything within the creation. The Ten Commandments, do not liken God to anything within the creation. And what is idolatry, except as Paul explains in Romans chapter 1, confusing the Creator and the creation? So this is not a topic that you play lightly with. just to get a rousing response from a crowd, and yet he does this, and the crowd does not in any way respond appropriately to that, with stone-cold silence as they're searching their Bibles and scratching their heads. No, they're right there with him. You know, and that's why Christianity is in crisis, because Jakes is very, very influential. And, of course, when he talks about one God manifesting in all these forms, well, that's consistent with his, rather esoteric or concealed, not openly stated but hinted at all the time, oneness theology view, which denies the Trinity and says that there is one God who manifests as Father, Son, and Spirit. Well, if one God can manifest as Father, Son, and Spirit, but is not three distinct persons, I guess he could choose to manifest in other ways as well. These are just modes of manifestation for the one God. So that's consistent with his view, which itself is a heresy. We have to remember that T.D. Jakes comes from a oneness Pentecostal background, and he refuses to renounce that theology, but tries to bring Baptists and Pentecostals together. And in so doing, he and people such as the editors of Charisma magazine sweep under the rug the fact that there is a major difference here between historic Orthodox Trinitarian theology and modalism or the Jesus-only view of today, which was significant enough to split the Assembly of God denomination way back around 1912, when somebody got this revelation and claimed that he now understood that Jesus is the Father.
And, of course, the Christian Research Journal, although the cover story is Christianity Still in Crisis, has many other features, including something that we're going to be talking about on tomorrow's show with Elliot Miller, and that is a Newswatch update on what has happened with the local church, which is also going to be a feature story in an upcoming edition of the Christian Research Journal. The local churches, a large organization in the United States and abroad as well, that has come under considerable scrutiny, and there have been many people who believe that this is an organization that represents cultism from both a sociological and a theological perspective. Again, I'm going to be talking to Elliot about that on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. There's an Ask Hank section in the Christian Research Journal, and in this journal, I answer the question, who are the two witnesses of Revelation? And should we take literally the idea that they have flames of fire coming out of their mouths? How are we to interpret this by reading Scripture in light of Scripture? And much, much more. The Christian Research Journal, available right now when you give us a call, 888-7000-CRI. And when you call today, the first issue of the journal comes out to you free of charge. You can not only order by calling 888-7000-CRI, but you can also order on the World Wide Web in a secure fashion at equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. On the other side of the break, more of Elliot Miller as we continue talking about the feature issue in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal, the issue of Christianity, which is still in crisis. We'll hear from Joel Osteen on the other side of the break.
This fall, as your child heads off to receive their higher education, are they also going to receive some high levels of propaganda? Among the most common topics talked about today on the campus are multiculturalism and diversity. This is far from the melting pot idea that made our country great. It is instead a form of politically correct indoctrination that leaves little room for your child's Christian faith. Find out more about this phenomenon on the college campus and in the media in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. To subscribe, simply call our resource line toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at our website, www.equip.org. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man will return in just a moment.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal.
Each journal gives you the information you need to know about what you believe.
Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. It's been 14 years since Hank Hanegraaff wrote Christianity in Crisis, chronicling an aberration in the church called the Word of Faith Movement. What's the status of this movement today? Can these teachers pass scrutiny with Scripture? You'll find an extensive examination in the journal. This fall, your college-age child will be hearing a lot about multiculturalism and diversity. Far from the melting pot concept, it is a form of political correctness that leaves little room for your child's Christian faith. Find out more in the journal. And now, for every new subscription to the journal, you'll receive the current issue absolutely free. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or find out more on our website at equip.org.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Investors are concerned that there's more bad news.
Calling for an end to U.S. military operations.
The world is glued to the news headlines, anxiously awaiting what the future holds. So it's up to believers in Christ to be prepared to give well-reasoned answers about what lies ahead, based on sound Bible doctrine. That's why The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff is such a vital resource for your library. It covers today's most asked prophecy questions and reveals why answering them correctly matters so much in today's world. The Apocalypse Code will resolve many questions regarding the mysteries of the end times and help you give an informed answer for the hope that is in you. All you really need to know about understanding Revelation is what the rest of the Bible says. So order your copy of The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or look online at equip.org.
You're listening to The Bible Answer Man, broadcast across the United States and Canada from the Christian Research Institute. If you find today's program of particular interest, we invite you to call CRI and order your own subscription of the Christian Research Journal. You won't find a higher quality, more in-depth publication for defending the faith. The latest issue is just now coming out, covering topics ranging from the Word of Faith movement today to multiculturalism on the college campus to the repackaging of the Hindu religion for a Western audience. To start your subscription, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to www.equip.org to order your subscription to the Christian Research Journal. Now, here to tell us more about what's inside the journal is our guest, Elliot Miller, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And again, as just mentioned, you can order the Christian Research Journal today. First issue comes out to you free of charge when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can also write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Before the break, Elliot, I was talking about Christianity Still in Crisis, the cover story, and in particular, the ministry of Joel Osteen, which is becoming, like The Secret, popular beyond imagination. And yet, he says some chilling things. He constantly talks about the force of faith and defines faith in a decidedly unbiblical fashion. And in this particular clip, which is included in the Christian Research Journal, he talks about how he musters up preferential treatment from God.
I know when Victoria and I used to travel with my father overseas, a lot of times we would go over a few days early. And it was amazing how many times we would get upgraded to first class. When I'd go up to that counter, I'd kid with Victoria, I'd say, watch this, we're going to get upgraded. And I'd go up there expecting to get preferential treatment. I'd go up there knowing that I have an advantage, I've got the favor of God. I wouldn't go up there arrogant in any means and trying to push myself. No, when I'd go up there, I'd just smile real big and be real friendly. And that whole time under my breath, I'd be saying, Father, I thank you that I have your favor. I thank you that you're causing me to stand out in the crowd. I thank you that your light is shining down on me. Victoria will tell you, time after time, for no reason at all, they'd bump us up to first class. See, that's the favor of God. It's not a lucky break. It's not just a coincidence. That's God's favor giving us preferential treatment.
Well, Elliot, playing devil's advocate here for a moment, I mean, he's pointed out that it works. He does it over and over again, and so often he has gotten preferential treatment. So if it works, what's wrong with it?
Well, you know, this is the thing about Joel Osteen is that he's a very charismatic personality. I mean, it's hard to dislike the guy. You know, he seems like a nice guy, and he's very, very positive. In fact, that's the whole emphasis of his teaching, and that's the problem. He basically is teaching a message of self-esteem, which really is hard to distinguish from, basic positive thinking messages within marginally Christian and even secular, realms. And then he's combining that with the word of faith theology of the power of human speech. And so, of course, that's appealing. I mean, he has transformed the church that was the size of 6,000 when his father, who was the previous pastor, passed on, to a church of 60,000. I mean, he is the guy about the only Christian preacher that I've seen CNN give a positive profile of more than once. You know, they refer to him in very positive terms. He is appealing. So I'm not surprised that he could get pumped up to first class because he's got this very effusive, likable trait. But the issue for us as Christians is this biblical? Again, is this sound doctrine that he's teaching? And there's nothing even reminiscent of biblical doctrine in this whole message. And that's, again, why Christianity is still in crisis, because this man is so influential. He has emerged as a spokesperson for Christianity, and yet what he's teaching is hardly recognizable as Christian doctrine at all.
Here's a classic example where he talks about Jesus doing battle with Satan in hell, says Joel Osteen, for 3 days, Jesus fought with the enemy. It was the battle of the ages, light versus darkness, good versus evil. But thank God, Satan was no match for Jesus. Jesus grabbed Satan, says Osteen, by the nape of his neck, and he began to slowly drag him down the corridors of hell, all beat up and bruised, because he wanted to make sure that every single demon saw very clearly that Jesus was indeed the undisputed champion of all time. Now, I'm reading this statement by Joel Osteen, and I'm wondering, here this is, he's describing this incredible epic battle in hell where Jesus is dragging Satan around by the nape, in his words, of the neck. What happened to Jesus making a spectacle of the principalities and powers of darkness by triumphing over them on the cross?
Right, exactly. You know, Jesus said, it is finished. You know, and there's nothing in Scripture, as you well point out in your book, Christianity in Crisis, which is still relevant today and still very, you know, it is a definitive work on the subject of the Word of Faith movement and still applies, even though there are teachers that have risen since you published your book that you don't address in the book. Yet the theology, I mean, this whole theology of Jesus being born again in hell, that's not explicitly what Osteen said, but it's very much a part of the same message and consistent with it, is completely unfounded in Scripture. I mean, Satan was conquered when Jesus died and when he rose again. And what happened in between those two events was simply him, as you know, it's first of all, it is a vague passage of Scripture, not something that you're going to be basing a lot of doctrine on, where Peter references, you know, his appearing to the spirits in prison. But there's nothing that suggests that he was punished or that he was still working out redemption at that point. And furthermore, Scripture doesn't even teach that Satan is in hell. I mean, these are the ignorant misconceptions of Christianity that are held by the masses that are then repeated by Joel Osteen, who is supposed to be their teacher. I mean, it doesn't help that he dropped out of Oral Roberts University and then gets elevated to a position of pastorship. He doesn't even have doesn't reflect a basic theological education. Not that I would recommend Oral Roberts University as a place to get that, but he didn't even complete their curriculum.
Yeah, and of course, people need to take what someone like Joel Osteen is saying and test it in light of Scripture. Be a Berean. And if you go to Colossians chapter 2, the clear words of Paul are having disarmed the powers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. There's no need whatsoever for Jesus Christ to go to hell to finish the work of redemption. He said to the thief on the cross, "This day you'll be with me in paradise." And he said to his father, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." So the very notion that he went to hell for 3 days to finish the work of atonement militates against the precious atonement doctrine that we as Christians embrace. And, you know, people are very cavalier about this, Elliot, but these are the doctrines for which the martyrs spilled their blood.
That's absolutely right. We're not talking about, again, peripheral doctrines, such as I gave some examples of earlier. We're talking about the atonement of Jesus Christ. And at best, these teachings are biblically illiterate, and at worst, they're heretical. And there are some of these teachings do fall in the category of heresy, which is to deny orthodox doctrines of the Christian faith. And at other points, they are aberrant in that they confuse. They may affirm orthodoxy, but then they turn around and teach things that contradict their orthodox affirmation. And this is, unfortunately, there's been no sign of improvement whatsoever in the Word of Faith movement, and unfortunately, the Word of Faith movement continues to thrive, largely thanks to, platform that it gets through the Trinity Broadcasting Network and worldwide exposure. And so it is thriving in Africa and in Latin America, and it is a major crisis for the Christian church even today.
We have just a minute. Can you give a quick overview and appeal for people to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal? What will they get?
Well, you know, the Christian Research Journal is determined to equip you for being able to first of all, be grounded in sound doctrine, to understand the essentials of the faith. And one of the nice things about the way that we handle things in the journal is that not only do you get the sound doctrine of the faith presented, but then you also see what is not sound by contrast, because we're dealing with the deviations. And my personal experience in being in apologetics now for 3.5 decades is that as you deal with the counterfeits as well as with the real thing, your discernment sharpens so that you begin to to really understand what is and is not authentic Christianity. And in that way, you can detect a counterfeit, like you say, as it, you know, just begins to loom on the horizon, and you can address it evangelistically as well as lovingly and bringing correction to those within the body of Christ who are straying.
Dr. Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. It's available to you right now when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI. You can also order online at equip.org. Or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. If you're hanging on for Elliot Miller, please be patient because he's going to be with me for the next hour. We're going to be taking your calls and playing his answers to your questions on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So if you're hanging on, be patient. If you're dialing in, dial this number, 888-ASK-HANK. We'll be right back.
June 30th marks the end of our fiscal year, and as we come ever closer to this date, we're faced with a shortfall of $775,000. Yet, as you hear on the Bible Answer Man, there is no shortage of spiritual hunger that people have. Hank takes calls almost daily from people who've been deceived by counterfeit religions or cults. Others simply don't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. If Christians are not equipped to communicate what they believe and why, then the historic Christian faith will be ever more marginalized in our culture. And that makes your gift to help overcome this $775,000 shortfall by June 30th critically important. So help us finish our fiscal year strong. Please pray for us, and as the Lord leads, contact us with your generous financial support. Call our toll-free number at 888-7000-CRI. You can also donate online for speed and convenience. Just go to www.equip.org. And thank you in advance for your help. Elliot Miller also joins us tomorrow to talk more about the intriguing articles, essays, and commentaries in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. So join us for the Bible Answer Man tomorrow. Whatever happened to the findings related to the supposed lost tomb of Jesus? This single discovery was supposed to completely unravel the Christian faith as it called into question the resurrection. What has been the reaction from Christians on this controversial documentary? Get a reasoned and pointed perspective in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. If you enjoy the quality of programming from the Bible Answer Man, then the Christian Research Journal is a publication you'll really appreciate. It has a caliber of articles, editorials, reporting, and graphics that you just won't find anywhere else. So we encourage you to start your subscription today. And now, for every new subscription to the journal, you'll receive the current issue absolutely free. So call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also find information on the journal on our website at www.equip.org. Or write to us at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal.
Each journal gives you the information you need to know about what you believe.
Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. It's been 14 years since Hank Hanegraaff wrote Christianity in Crisis, chronicling an aberration in the church called the Word of Faith movement. What's the status of this movement today? Can these teachers pass scrutiny with Scripture? You'll find an extensive examination in the journal. This fall, your college-age child will be hearing a lot about multiculturalism and diversity. Far from the melting pot concept, it is a form of political correctness that leaves little room for your child's Christian faith. Find out more in the journal. And now, for every new subscription to the journal, you'll receive the current issue absolutely free. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or find out more on our website at equip.org.